Alka-Seltzer, first aid for the relief of headaches, acid indigestion, and muscular aches and pains. Alka-Seltzer brings you Hilltop House. This is Gerward Kirby. Say, a rehearsal for another radio program in a nearby studio is just over. Let's listen as the director talks with the leading lady.
Well, what happened to you, Jeannie? Never heard you muff your lines like that before.
Oh, Don, I'm sorry. I was awful, I know, but I rushed through lunch to get to rehearsal, and a gal just can't do her best with an upset stomach.
So that was your trouble. Well, look, you've still got plenty of time before we go on the air. Go downstairs to the drugstore and have a glass of Alka-Seltzer. It always helps me. You'll feel better in a hurry. I know.
Yes, when you have acid-upset stomach, take Alka-Seltzer for that feel-better feeling. Alka-Seltzer reduces excess stomach acidity with instant alkalizing action. And those thousands of tiny bubbles also help bring quick relief because they help soothe and settle your stomach. Try it yourself. See how gentle, speedy Alka-Seltzer makes an unsettled stomach settle down in a hurry. Get some Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. And then whenever upset stomach, heartburn, acid indigestion brings discomfort, take Alka-Seltzer to enjoy that feel-better feeling. And now, Hilltop House.
Glendale's Orphanage, Hilltop House, Julie Nixon speaking.
Hi, Julie, it's Jeff.
Oh, hello, Jeff. How's everything with the doctor?
Not bad. Lucky I got you before you left. Reed thought you'd still be at Hilltop.
When did you see my wonderful husband?
I'm looking at him right now. He's in my office.
Well, Jeff, doesn't he feel well?
Sure he feels well. I got him in here just to look him over. Say, since you're planning to spend the evening with us, why don't I just keep Reed here and you come over and we'll all have dinner together?
Well, you're sure it won't be too much trouble for Nina having us barge in at the last minute?
I'll quote you my wife's answer. Good. They're the best excuse not to have Sunday leftovers tonight.
Then I'll be delighted to come. Oh, no. No, wait.
What's the matter?
Well, I forgot about Babs.
What about her?
Well, I don't think I should leave her alone for dinner.
She isn't alone in the house. You've got a housekeeper and the baby's nurse there.
No, but it isn't quite the same, Jeff. I wasn't thinking so much of her eating alone. Now, I don't want Babs to feel she's in the way. And I can explain why Reed won't be home. Why don't I join you after dinner?
Okay, if that's what you want. Say, I'll have to be over in your neighborhood around 8 to check on the Hendricks child. I'm having a big tussle with his little appendix. Why don't I pick you up so you won't have two cars over here to drive home?
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Jeff. Could I talk with Reed for a minute?
He's making signs. Hold on while I see if this extension will reach over to the couch. It's lying down.
It was impossible not to have some anxious feelings about Reed's health. I was thankful I no longer experienced that dreadful panic as I used to when I'd hear Reed was at the doctor's office. He and I never talked about his health or what was ahead. We'd made this promise to each other, to live for each day in the happiness of our love, to leave the future in the future. Reed carried on with his business, and I went to Hilltop every day to work with the children. But as always, I felt reassured after talking with him, and he understood and agreed that I should be at home for dinner with Babs. It was while I was dressing to go out that she came into my room.
Is it all right to come in, Miss Julie?
Why, of course, dear. Just like the way we used to be at Hilltop.
Oh, it's much nicer here. The surroundings are more elegant. Golly, you have a dressing room, too.
Mm-hmm. It's real handy.
Oh, and look at the way these wardrobe closets go all the way across one wall. Oh, I just love this house. And because you're living here, it has such a nice, warm feeling, like Hilltop used to have when you were there.
I'm awfully glad you're here with Reed and me for a while, dear. Well, what are you going to do with yourself this evening?
I don't know. Maybe I'll look at TV or do more studying. Gosh, it's so easy for me to feel at home here because I used to be here a lot with Marcia. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. You do seem more relaxed today, dear.
Well, of course. It was the right idea for me to come, to get away from the orphanage. Len certainly set me straight in my thinking, and I'm awfully glad he did. Will you be out late?
No, I don't think so. It's just a visit with Nina and Jeff.
Well, would you mind if I had some company?
Oh, you want to ask some of your friends in?
Just one. Well, actually, Len's got a book that I need. He walked me home and he was toting my book, so he got it mixed up with his. And I really should have my history book, so I thought he could bring it over and stay for a little while. Not long.
Well, is it absolutely necessary for you to study history tonight?
Well, I should read it over once more.
Well, don't you have a study period in the morning?
Is there anything wrong in asking Len to bring it over tonight?
Well, I'll be perfectly frank, dear. If Reed and I were going to be home, why, it would be a different matter.
Do you mean that you don't want me to be alone in the house with Len? But we won't be, exactly. The housekeeper's here.
Well, I'd rather you had Len here when Reed and I are with you.
Don't you trust me?
I know how you feel about Len.
Well, he doesn't. And I certainly won't make a fool of myself. Besides, if you don't trust me, I wish you'd come out and say so.
Babs, it isn't fair to me to have you put it that way. I just don't want Leonard here tonight. Oh, I guess that's Dr. Jeff and me. Well, will you tell him that I won't be long?
Okay, I'll tell him. I don't see why Len can't just stop by and leave my book. I might not be too tired to read the history lesson over again. Well, anyway, he's going to call me.
Know something, Julie? It beats everything how a kid's looks change all of a sudden. I haven't seen Babs in a while. She's growing up to be a very pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
Is Len Clapper still a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. I'm undecided about him, though, Jeff.
What do you mean?
Well, he has a lot more influence over Babs than is good for her.
Well, isn't that how it goes with adolescents? One starts something and all the others follow suit like a flock of sheep?
Yes, teenagers want to be like the rest of the crowd, but this is just a little different. Len's got the power to make Babs change her mind about important things.
Well, like what, for instance?
Well, Babs was absolutely opposed to coming over to stay with us. I tried every argument because it's so important for her to be away from Hilltop for a while. After I failed to convince her, Len got her to change in about 2 seconds. And I'm sorry to say, for the wrong reasons.
Really?
Yes, she was very open in telling me that Len said it's important to keep on the right side of people like the Nixons.
What?
Mm-hmm. That she had no right to offend us by refusing. So Babs is staying with us because it impresses Leonard Clabber.
Can you beat it? Kids of 16, 17, already looking to see who's got what. I sure didn't have those ideas when I was in high school.
Well, Jeff, you still don't have those ideas.
Well, you get more sense as you get older. Some of us do. And we live longer, by and large, when we don't try to push ourselves because somebody else has got a little more. You know, you see that among the kids, too, nowadays. The money fellas spend on dates. Why, I used to feel lucky if I had a buck for 2 movie tickets. That was considered a big date. Times change.
Values change, too.
You know, I meant that what's important to people. No, the teenager's getting to be a problem. Have you seen some of the articles on juvenile delinquency?
Yes, and it's really something to worry about.
Well, kids start off getting their values from their parents. So, when they become problems to society, it must follow that we've lost contact somewhere along the line as parents. And the brutal fact is, most of us don't realize how it happens. I get that from patients all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not easy for parents to be objective. But it's their responsibility more than the child's. I'm not Babs' mother, but she can certainly get me upset awfully fast. And I have to be so careful of the things I say to her. The thing I have to remember every single minute is that teenage is a much more complex period than childhood.
Mm-hmm. They're closer to grown-up ideas and values, but they're still kids. And that's the hard thing, that in-between time.
And with Babs, the problem is complicated by the fact that she's an orphan. and is going through a phase of thinking of herself as a nobody. I'm awful glad I've got her at the house with us, even if her motive for coming isn't to my liking.
You know, Mrs. Nixon, every once in a while it comes over me that you're pretty terrific. I know what it takes out of you to give yourself over to the kids' problems when your thoughts are also with your husband. It's only natural.
Well, this is the best way for us both. We're living each day. And, Jeff, it's working.
Sure is. Reed's spirit right now is unbeatable.
I'm always afraid to ask.
What?
Well, I suppose I have to expect some change as the months go by.
I told you we're trying out a new treatment. In the beginning, I expect favorable results. And if it continues, then we can hope for improvement.
Jeff.
I want to be very conservative about it, you know. But the way you and Reed are working out your marriage is the biggest help. You see, I was afraid there might be some kind of emotional relapse, some sign of despondency or fear of death to be expected. Be natural. But maybe it won't happen.
If only I can help enough so there needn't be. Whatever time he's got, I want to keep free of fear. So that he'll live to express all the goodness and love that's in him. Reed's had more than his share of bitterness and pain. I want him to know just happiness for as long as he's got.
You know, a Monday morning headache always seems just a little worse because, well, it's Monday. But whether it's Monday, Tuesday, or any day, remember, Alka-Seltzer can give you fast, gentle relief when you have a headache. Alka-Seltzer, with its effective pain reliever, is ready to go to work as soon as you drink it. And medical tests prove the system absorbs more pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer. So next time, try Alka-Seltzer, sold at drugstore soda fountains, by the glass, and by the package at drugstore counters everywhere. That's Alka-Seltzer, first aid for a headache. And again to our story for a moment. When the doorbell rang at the Nixon home, teenage Babs answered.
Len, I thought you were going to call me first before you came over.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow to another exciting episode of Hilltop House, written by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone. Julie is played by Jan Miner. Robert Haig is Dr. Jeff. And Regina Juvan is Babs. Mother, surely from time to time you notice the physical attitude of other children in your neighborhood. Certain ones just seem to lack the pep and hustle and high spirits the other youngsters show in their play. Now, one of the common causes of a pepless, dull, sluggish feeling is a vitamin shortage. Sure, they get enough food, but not enough of the right kind of food to supply their daily vitamin requirements. Well, Mother, don't let this happen in your family. Play safe. Give your children one-a-day brand multiple vitamins regularly, every day. One-a-day brand multiples supply all a person normally needs to take of all the vitamins proved necessary and guard against vitamin shortage. Your youngsters will like these easy-to-take vitamins. They're in smooth-coated tablet form, no unpleasant aftertaste in one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. And they cost you less than 3 cents a day when you buy the large-size package. So be sure you get genuine one-a-day brand multiple vitamins at drugstores everywhere. That's one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets, now with vitamin B12 added. Listen to Hilltop House tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday. This is Durward Kirby speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.